It's another edition of Mike Anderson's Awful List of the Week. Mike, do you have any production for this, or are we just kind of going to go raw?
Just go raw.
Okay, go raw. Raw dog, like a millennial.
It's so different every week that it's kind of hard to slap a window dressing on it. But this week is fast food napkins, the best and the worst and the mediocre. Because there's a lot of mediocre.
You're the best.
So I guess we'll start with, I've divided them, like I said, into three different categories. And the first one we'll start
with is the
recycled material napkins. Which,
so wait, you've broken them all up into categories?
Just three categories, the best.
I don't know if I agree with that, but go ahead.
Well, because...
Well, best is subjective. There could be some people that prefer the rough scratchiness of a thrice recycled napkin. And how long has it been since this became a thing? The brown napkin has been going on for, what, about 10 years now?
I don't know. I don't like the brown napkin.
I like to make it brown. Start white. It'll end up brown if I have my way.
I think Starbucks was like one of the first ones.
Of course they were.
Hippies.
All right, how are we proceeding?
Speaking of Starbucks,
I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Sure, well, let's start with the recycled material napkins.
Sure.
The worst of which was Taco Bell.
Oh!
And you can see just looking at them, like, the construction is flimsy, the texture's weak.
It doesn't appear to hold its shape very well.
Zero design or pattern on the napkin.
Mike,
pass
may
those
I?
Around.
May I, please? Let's pass it around.
We're pass them around.
Well, you know what? You know, and as much as I eat and shame eat Taco Bell in a parking lot, you'd think... You know, I'd be more used to this, but you know what? Now that I'm just not wiping globs of sour cream out of my beard and really spend time with it, Scott, feel that. He's not kidding. That's kind of like the burlap of the fast food napkin world.
That is bad. Speaks, would you like to feel it?
Sure.
That is not appealing.
Yeah, now a little bit better than the Taco Bell was the Dunkin' Donuts napkin, which actually has some ink on it. They actually wrote their name on
the
napkin.
Yeah, they've got a logo. At least it's logoed up.
You're right. I don't feel quite as much abrasion as I did with the Taco Bell napkin. It seems a little smoother. Scott, there you go.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, kind of in the same family,
not
same ballpark.
Not much improved, but better.
Now, number three on the best of the recycled material napkins, Chipotle. Good texture, good design. Thickness is a little weak, and it's a little rough.
It's rougher than the first two, but you'll notice that it holds its shape better. It's a sturdier napkin than the first two, and from... You know, what I remember from my time at Dunkin' Donuts and Taco Bell, Chipotle, the sturdier food, thicker chunks of meat, beans, peppers, and stuff like that. So you might need a rougher napkin.
Number two, Arby's. Soft, good texture, and decent thickness with the Arby's napkin.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You could actually maybe lay your head down on this in an apocalyptic situation where pillows are in short supply.
Now, I would imagine the number one overriding factor when a company decides on napkins is just cost, right? I mean, I don't think, like, they're saying, oh, well, our food is messy, so we need a better napkin. They're probably saying just what is the most cost-effective napkin.
I bet it's one of the factors, but you got to make sure that they're not...
Arby's is nice. I would use that on my bottom.
Yeah, I was going to say emergency butt wipeability.
Wow.
Has to be part of that pie graph. Maybe only 5%
soft
of it. Now, Scott, you are going to... Wow.
Number one on the recycled napkin in Mike's Awful List of the Week, Best Fast Food Napkins, recycled category number one.
Feel that.
Starbucks, baby.
Oh,
they nailed it.
That is a nice napkin.
All right, give me a... Hold on.
Wow.
Soft, pleasant texture, good thickness, and great design.
Scott, may I have one of the Starbucks ones?
I'm just going Taco Bell, Starbucks, one in each hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here.
Well, let me feel that. Oh, wow. Feel that. From Taco Bell to Starbucks, you know, food aside, this is like going from a low thread count sheet to like fine Egyptian silk.
Fine.
Oh, that is.
What are the categories we have, Mike?
All right, moving right
Mike's
along.
Mike's awful list of the week, fast food napkins.
We'll save the worst for last.
This I kind of the... want to wipe with this.
Like, save the worst for last? On what? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, because it's very surprising. The companies you'd least think would be worst are in there. Okay, so now onto the elite category. The runner-up was Jimmy John's. It was hard not to put them on the list, but the others were a little bit better. It's got a great design. It looks great. They actually use color ink.
What makes it elite?
Well, Jimmy John's, it's got decent thickness, clean design.
It's rough. It's elite from a design standpoint, but as far as touch, one of the rougher ones.
Coming in at number five on my elite list, Wendy's. Durable, good texture.
Oh, wow, feel those. Oh,
good
man.
Feel to it.
Yeah, do one of these right here. Do one of those brawny tests where you try and rip it. Ooh, that's a sturdy napkin. You can clean a car with those.
Number four, Subway. Again, they get points for their great design. They actually use color ink on their napkins. Good look. Soft and a good feel, too.
They do. This is soft but sturdy, and much like the Jimmy John's, nice big advertisement in the front, still sturdy.
Yeah. Square napkin.
At number three, Five Guys, which they're kind of a wild card because they don't, like I said earlier, they seem to just go to a grocery store and buy a big box of napkins.
Yeah, look at these. These are the napkins that when somebody says, hey, what are you bringing to the barbecue, and you're a real piece of S, and you just grab a huge sleeve of napkins, that's what these are. But you know what? You know what these have that the others don't so far?
Familiar.
Scott, you took the
they're
words right
familiar.
Out of my dumb mouth. Familiar.
Things that they're going for.
These are in the center of that metal container on your grandmother's dining room table.
Yep.
Those are nice. Okay, that's the elite category.
Number two.
Five guy napkin.
From our elite Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I don't even know what a Chick-fil-A napkin is.
Oh,
very soft.
Soft.
Good thickness, solid design, and smooth texture.
And once again, this is Mike's awful list of the week, in case you're wondering what the hell's going
and
on.
And it
fast
is awful.
Napkins.
Yes. My God. People are checking in right now. They say, this has to be the absolute dumbest segment you've ever done, and I cannot stop listening. What is wrong with me? Absolutely incredible. I thought the napkin thing was a joke. Oh, my God, Mike, you're really doing it. Now, you'll notice that these, and you got to really squint to see it, they're, what do you call that? It's
embroidered.
It's embroidered. They're embroidered with the Chick-fil-A logo that maybe only comes to reveal itself after you wipe Polynesian sauce off of your big, fat, diabetic face.
Now, number one, and if I could get a fart
roll. I don't want to cause any controversy, but the bottom of this napkin says 100% recycled content,
oh
Michael.
Oh, my God.
What?
The Chick-fil-A napkin.
That should have been in the
we
first category,
Mike. We
already had
the first category, which was recycled napkins. This is 100% recycled, and it is soft, white, and lovely. Thank you, Chick-fil-A.
Like my
Thank
ass.
You.
All right, well, they should get more points then.
Yeah.
And Michael Anderson requested the number one in the elite category.
Popeyes.
Wow!
Popeyes chicken, baby. Soft, elegant.
Elegant!
Thick.
Thick!
The texture varies because there's, like I said, it has an actual design on it.
You're not kidding. That's everything I want. And it's, you know, you get different designs. Some are square. Some have that midway fold. Some have the embroidery. That's got it all. It's got the embroidery area to really grip some of the funk on your face or from betweaks your cheeks. But it's also soft enough to where I feel like I can cleanse a baby with it.
I don't want to further cause any controversy.
Oh, God, don't you dare.
Dare I say. Maybe the Chick-fil-A and the Popeye napkins are exactly the same?
No.
You shut your mouth.
I don't know.
You shut your mouth.
Says Popeye's on it.
Yeah, well, so you can change the name, but it's the same napkin.
Okay, I got you.
Whoa, hold on.
Very similar.
Kidding. Those
very similar.
Look at the edging here. It's got the same ridges, and they even have the same vertical embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's like getting one of those really expensive TVs and the cheap one, and then you come to find out they're made in the same factory.
Yeah, and they're both chicken places. And I wonder, too, if they consider the kind of food they're producing. Because, I mean, you're eating fried chicken.
No, I don't think so. I think it's based on cost. I think it's always based on... I don't think they say, our food is very greasy, so we need a better napkin. I think they just kind of... That's my own opinion. I don't know.
I mean, but they're also an advertising tool, too, because people like myself will take them home and use them.
Yeah.
And if it's got the name on it, it's just like having a pen with your name on it that works well.
Good
like,
point.
Like Bad Boy or East Coast Bail Bonds, you know, the yellow and pink pen.
All right, now on to the worst napkins.
Oh, no.
Starting off.
I'm not ready.
I have three different napkins here that made it into the worst category. I love the establishment, but McDonald's. Weak.
Damn.
Napkin. Rough, stiff, thin.
That is not...
Everybody keeps saying Buffalo Wild Wings. That's like a wing place, obviously.
Yeah, cloth don't count. You better have a good
napkin.
Yeah,
I think that's more of like a paper towel product, would it be? Oh, my God.
The atrocity that is the McDonald's napkin. Like I said, I love the establishment.
Get it out of my sight.
Even worse, though, the McDonald's is the Sonic napkin.
The Sonic napkin!
What did you just hand me? Did you fish this out of the toilet?
Oh, look how flat it is.
And look how none of them are the same shape. There's no logo. There's... What do you call this Braille on here? Is that Braille?
Oof.
Just no pride.
Oh, none at all. Step it up, Sonic.
And the number one worst napkin. Again, I love this establishment. Great food. But Burger King's napkins.
Son of.
Look at this. I couldn't even get it out of the dispenser
without
it tearing.
Look how thin they are.
I could read a book through
this. It's
like
toilet paper.
This is slop. Not in Trump's America. Oh, hold that. And now
so thin. How
dare you?
And I choose to raise a child in this world.
In summary, if you're going to steal napkins,
yeah,
go to Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, or Five Guys.
There you go.
Top three. Guys.
Good job, Mike. That was
Mike's
truly
awful list of the week. Fast food napkins. It's compelling.